Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Ashley, my name is Sherry Larkin, and I have, pardon me, a charge on my credit card that I did not authorize from you guys.
Okay. I'd be happy to search in our system, see if I can find anything here for you. What's your zip code to look under?
73701. My name is spelled Shari.
Ms. Larkin, I believe I found some matching information in our system for you to be certain. Could I ask for a matching street address to the zip provided?
825. Bryan Drive, Bryan.
Perfect. Thank you. So this is going back to, looks to have been completed back in April. It was an online customer support survey, and a sweepstakes offer had been presented. It was a chance to enter and win a mixer for your kitchen,
mm-hmm.
Which led to a monthly subscription on our Bites Hub meal planning application. See the billing at $59.89, which is to provide the monthly enrollment for the contest. But I see the account status has been canceled. Well, it's put through today.
Okay, then that was. I've got several charges that all stemmed evidently from that raffle.
Oh, how did you submit the cancellation request there? Was that through the online support?
I don't know. I did an email today.
Oh, okay.
And I made a call to, and which one are you? Are you Premium Health Supreme or?
That's probably the name on your statement, like the merchant ID. This
mm-hmm.
is for the Bites Hub, which had billed the amount of
Yeah, I need to have that definitely canceled. So as long as it shows that, that's great.
Okay. Yes, it had been put through for you. Were you provided the cancellation confirmation number?
No, ma'am.
Would you like it?
Please.
Okay. That's going to be C as in Charlie, 920-720-562.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course, Ms. Larkin. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.